But that's what I'm saying is it's not... When you get angry, according to this, it blocks whatever God's got for you. Mm-hmm. And as a Christian, then you have to pray for those people. Mm-hmm. Because they're lost. Mm-hmm. Because greed and has captivated their and they put all their worldly and all their
efforts into their worldly goods.
Yeah. But God's already taken it from them, and as soon as this dude gets to heaven, this is his right here. You make sure it's on the books, he gets this. But when you fuck up and you get angry and you curse them and you take, you know, pound of flesh off of that because he got angry that time at that guy and cussed him out. But yet you're still supposed to turn the other cheek, ignore the behavior, you know. And this is what I believe. But then comes in the flesh where in the moment, it's gone. There was my moment. I could have... But you lose it because then the devil comes in and says, no, it's easier to get angry. It's easier to do the wrong thing than it is do the right thing. And half the time, people don't even know. It's too hard. It's too hard to walk that line.
And you're not a preacher, why?
And it's too hard to walk that line. People don't want to do it.
I try every day. I told you, it is a struggle. Every single day you have to wrestle with it. Because it's right there in front of you.
You can.
And the more you try and keep God and His commandments and His love in your mind and in your heart, the devil will come more, stronger, faster, harder, longer, just to pound on you.
Yes.
And it's a struggle every day.
And there comes in the story of Job. Because it was so much easier for Job just to go, fuck this shit, I give up. God sucks monkey balls.
And he didn't.
The story is an example of going, you know what? You might as well just put bricks on my chest. I'm not gonna say.
But he did also say that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. And God says, wait a minute, where were you when I created the foundation of the world?
Job said that?
Yep.
Where's that at?
In the book of Job. God says, oh no, I'm not the author of sickness, death, and lies.
You know, right here it says the curses, the spoken words, legalism, unforgiveness, idolatry, failure to honor your father and mother, witchcraft, racism, gossip, not tithing, and harm to the innocent. Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm screwed! But I still have a ticket. I still get to sit in the nosebleed section.
You still ride on my shirt tail.
I still get to sit in the nosebleed section at the Jesus concert. I just didn't bring anybody with me to go, look, these are all the people I brought to the concert.
All I have to ask is, you bring your children?
No. And that's the worst part. Because God gave me something. God said, here, you're so selfish, so self-centered, I'm going to give you something that will take that away from you. So he gave me children.
Or displace it.
He gave me children. And I thought, somebody else has to come first. Okay. But their sole purpose for being, God says, okay, I'm going to start out simple. You're going to be recruiting for me, because that's all you're supposed to do. Recruit. And do as I did with my son. I'm giving you children to recruit to the Jesus camp. But you can't even do that. So when I go, I'm here in the white throne room, and God's going to go, I gave you three. Some I only give one. Some I don't give any. I gave you three. And you wasted three. You could have won those three souls to the Jesus camp. You get three, you know, beautiful rubies in your crown. But you couldn't even do that.
Yeah, that's tragedy of parenthood. That truly is.
And I'm responsible for those three souls, along with the other person that created them. Mm-hmm. I have to answer to that. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of responsibility.
I'll give the other party of the first his due, because he's tried to talk to those first two children and say, Jesus, and they don't want to hear it.
Right, they don't. Because I didn't live. Well, I did. I did go to church, and I did do the happy dance. But then it was like, I drank the Kool-Aid for a couple of years. But it wasn't ingrained into their skulls. Because once that's in there, it doesn't come out.
No, it's not supposed to.
And you're
supposed to do it at an early age.
Yeah, from the very time, Catholicism, it's stuck in there. It doesn't come out. All the brainwashing in the world ain't gonna wash that out.
Yeah. Baptist, Protestant, Catholic, whatever, isn't even the point. The whole point, and all of them are supposed to agree upon this, Jesus is Lord of lords, King of kings. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Anybody wants him to get into heaven has to go through him to do it. You have to believe that he died on the cross for you personally. He died on the cross for everybody. It's just who will ever accept him.
Look, my other book, How Your Parents Shaped Your Self-Concept and Our Perception of God and Our Other Relationships with Others. Right here.
See, my mom believed, my dad didn't. And that's where the Bible tells you not to be unequally yoked with other people that don't believe.
Yeah, because it's the same as you're not supposed to go from one tribe to another and intermingle, because it's too difficult. You got somebody who believes in somebody. You've already got two people that don't agree on a lot of stuff, and then you throw in some really heavy duty topics and it's just not going to work. And you've already screwed up those two lives. And then if you had children, that even makes it worse. And you're not a preacher. Why? God gave you a gift. He gave you a talent. And you're squandering it. You're not doing anything with it. Shame on you. You have to be accountable for that.
Don't lay that guilt trip on me, sweetheart.
I'm not anything. I
could have been a cop, a lawyer,
I'm not
a doctor. I could have been a whole lot of other things that I wasn't.
Had you not suffered shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah, well, my dad didn't know any better.
Oh well. I don't know. I have a hard time with it anymore. And to think that, you know, that whole year, that's all I did was study all them books.
The gold pile?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the stay pile. I don't know about this one. See, it was just like everything I wanted to. I wanted the answers. Did I get them? Yeah.
I think I did. I don't think you got the ones you wanted.
Which is?
I think you're drawing a blank on some answers.
Like what?
Otherwise, you wouldn't be arguing with yourself.
I'm not arguing with myself, though. That's just it.
No, you're arguing with me.
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm yourself.
No. So what answers am I looking for? What questions am I asking?
I'm going to tell you the same thing Yoda told Luke Skywalker. What's in the cave? What you take with you.
That's just... But I... When I started looking, I wanted to know why I was here. Why was I created? What purpose did I serve in life? I know now.
And what is this purpose that you serve? Other than to please me?
You're down. I have to... The whole point of being is to worship God. That's it. I was created solely to worship my creator.